Here at Syngenta Media Day, I'm speaking with Bruce Howison, who is head of marketing for Syngenta Seeds. And Bruce, you gave us a real nice overview of the seed business for Syngenta, and I thought I'd like to ask you first of all to just touch base a little bit on, what makes up the Syngenta seed business today, and we'll talk about, how things are going with that too.
Thanks, Jack. The Syngenta seed business today is made up of a number of different pieces. And certainly at a branded level, we have our NK, Garst, and Golden Harvest brands in the marketplace or seed companies. We have our Greenleaf Genetics business, which is a genetics out-licensing business, both in the corn and soybean business. And as well, we've got our trait development group and our ancillary businesses and crop protection that are all part of the Syngenta offer out to the market.
What's it like from a marketing perspective to be working with multiple brand names and trying to just to do the overall marketing for that?
One of the things we learned very early on in the process of acquiring Garst and Golden Harvest is the unique go-to-market strategies that they represented. What I mean by that is the unique relationships they had with their customers and how that differed from each brand to brand. And so one of the things that's been very exciting for us is to be able to further augment those brands and differentiate them in the marketplace with unique offerings, both in terms of products and within terms of other things within the mix that they offer their customers.
Well, when you speak of the relationship, that implies, people who are relating to each other. How does that play into the mix too, in terms of keeping these different brand names and being able to continue those relationships that they already developed?
In fact, we're continuing to invest in additional people within our branded businesses in each of the brands, because we think relationships with our customers are crucial, are really the cornerstone of our success. We'll see growth in our sales staff in all three organizations over the next 2 to 3 years.
When you look at the types of products that you're offering, anything that you might want to tell us about the here and now, I guess you would say, of what's out there and what would growers be most interested in knowing right now from Syngenta?
Well, there's a couple things on the go right now. We've got our suite of AgriSure traits, of which we have a competitive lineup today in corn rootworm, in corn borer, in glyphosate tolerance. So we're excited about being able to compete in that area of the market. Up and coming is our corn amylase trait. Corn amylase is essentially introducing amylase into corn rather than introducing it through enzymes into the ethanol process.
Looking at that in particular, something I wanted to put a special focus on, where are you at in that process, or how would you, are you making any projections at this point on when that trait might be available commercially?
We're in the process right now of gaining regulatory approval on the trait. We have a level of field trials in this year, in 2006, and those will carry on into plant trials in 2006, where we run it through commercial ethanol plants to test the efficacy of the product. Everything to date looks excellent, but we do need to get it into full-scale commercial plants to understand all of the various permutations and combinations of how those plants work. We're anticipating at this point a full launch in the marketplace in 2008.
Give us just as brief a synopsis as you could of what that role is for that in the ethanol making process in these plants.
Well, if we look at a typical plant today that exists in the U.S. and is producing about 50 million gallons of ethanol, they're using somewhere in the range of 150 to 170,000 acres of corn. If we're introducing amylase or corn amylase into that plant, in terms of efficiency gains for that plant and other reasons why they want to use it, what we'll see is that plant wanting to find 150 to 170,000 acres of corn amylase being produced in their area drawn to that plant. So in essence, overnight, you can see a real fundamental shift in how they are going to be demanding corn and buying corn in their area and which hybrids are going to be looking for.
How would you describe the benefit that that offers to the ethanol plant?
For the ethanol plant, there's a couple of things that it will offer. One will be in speed of process, and that's one of the things that we're trying to determine right now, exactly what value and speed that brings to the plant. But we do anticipate a fairly significant gain there. Second, it removes an ingredient step for them. It allows the ingredient to be brought in up front on the driveway in the, when the grain truck rolls up, instead of having to be introduced as a manufactured ingredient later on in the process.
I think we can guess this, but what hopefully will that mean to the corn grower?
Well, absolutely. We want to see value being shared across the value chain with the grower, with the ethanol producer. In some cases, those are the same. Understand that. But additionally, Syngenta expects to participate in that value.
Is there anything else about this particular enzyme trait that you think growers in particular would be interested to know about?
Well, one of the things we're most excited about is the crosses that we've done into our conversions we've done into our hybrids at this point, or inbred lines at this point, has demonstrated no yield penalty and no agronomic penalty in terms of the, bringing those hybrids out and producing them in the field. So essentially, you'll be able to grow these same competitive hybrids today that you can buy from Garst, Golden Harvest, and NK, and be able to introduce or be able to grow them with the amylase trait.
Some people are a little concerned looking at how much corn is being turned into ethanol, or maybe as we move forward down the road with all these plants being built. What would you say in terms of what, from a Syngenta perspective, on this issue of will we have enough corn to do both feed and fuel the world?
Well, Chuck, we've talked a lot about what we're doing here in the U.S., but really we have to take a real global view when we think about food supply. The world continues to grow in terms of population. We have a limited number of acres, and we have to respect the fact that our primary need is to feed people. That is part of the Syngenta mantra. It's something that we will continue to support. Saying that, we think there's an opportunity to do both grow a fuels business and continue to grow on our foods business. If we look to certain other geographies around the world, we're seeing significant growth in terms of corn or maize yields per acre, and in cereals and in beans and other oilseed crops. So the challenge really for us is to be able to maximize or optimize the yield that we're getting out of those available acres. I don't think, although we've seen a significant shift today in the U.S. With the rise of the ethanol industry and a diversion of corn stocks into the ethanol industry, I think on a global basis that really has balanced itself out.
What else can we look forward to in the future from Syngenta in the seed area?
Two other areas we're aggressively working on. One is crop productivity. We think that's a core or a pillar to the business. We have got to continue to improve on crop productivity. The demand for corn and beans from the U.S. or being produced in the U.S. continues to grow, and our traditional growth rates in terms of yield per acre at 1-1.5% are just not going to keep up with global demand for the product that we can produce. So our challenge for our company is to be able to get beyond that and increase productivity. Second to that is, and similar, is the growth in the healthy oils market. We look at that and see a real trend developing there, both at a regulatory level with the government and in terms of consumer choices and consumer preferences to have a healthier product to consume as they're consuming oil. We're looking closely right now at soybeans as the crop to deliver that. We have got a fairly aggressive program going on in development to deliver low linolenic beans, as we term them, ultra-low linolenic or below 2% linolenic acid, into the market in 2008. And we've got some products right now that are looking very good in trials this summer. We look forward to seeing their yields out in September, October.
Well, thank you very much. I've been speaking with Bruce Howison. He's head of marketing for Syngenta Seeds, and we're here at the Syngenta Media Day in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.